From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nugo Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo urged all parties to collaborate to lend assurance to the public that COVID-19 vaccination is safe and halal, so the country can immediately achieve herd immunity with more citizens getting vaccinated. President said it is crucial to support the plantation and agricultural sectors in handling COVID-19 since they are strategic sectors that are of key importance to the community. In addition, the growth of plantation and agricultural sector is also positive amid the pandemic. Head of the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, reviewed research facilities and infrastructure readiness at the Aeronautics and Space Research Organization head office and its Aeronautics and Space Policy Study Center. Handoko remarked in a written statement received in Jakarta on Friday that the center is very important in its role to produce many materials as a result of aeronautics and space policy studies at the maximum level. The Music Committee of the Jakarta Arts Council, or DKG, is organizing the International Ethnic Music Festival 2021 from September 24 to 26, 2021 to nurture and promote traditional music, which is adapting to changing times. Indonesian music is not only about sound, but also serves to interpret life's necessity, worship, lifestyle, cycle, mark death ceremony as an aid in therapy and for entertainment. Traditional music has become an asset for Indonesia to compete internationally. Let's move on to the international news. Ottawa is actively working with the United States and other countries to convince them to permit entry for Canadian travelers vaccinated against COVID-19 with a mixed-dose schedule. Canada Chief Medical Officer Theresa Tam said on Friday. Tam told a press briefing when asked about discussion with the U.S. government and other countries that are top destination for Canadians about accepting travelers vaccinated with a mixed-dose schedule. The United States and India will be co-hosting the 4th Annual Indo-Pacific Business Forum in late October, the White House said in a fact sheet on U.S.-India global leadership released on Friday. On October 28-29, 2021, the United States and India will co-host the 4th Annual Indo-Pacific Business Forum, or IPBF, which will bring together leaders in government, industry, media, and nonprofits from across the Indo-Pacific. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen held a call with French Minister of Finance, Economy, and Recovery Bruno Le Maire on Friday to discuss international tax reform and the need for global cooperation to mitigate adverses to economic recovery. The Treasury Department said the U.S.-French talks came after a virtual meeting held by Yellen last week with finance minister from the G7 countries, where she supported efforts by international fiscal authorities to revamp and make the global tax system more equitable. Two Canadians detained by China for nearly 3 years have been released, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Friday night. Trudeau said Michael Kovrig and Michael Spavor boarded a plane headed for Canada at about 7:30 p.m. on Friday night and would land in Canada sometimes on Saturday. That was the news.
Semua yang
first news comes from Palembang, South Sumatra. South Sumatra province was selected to receive a grant from the United States government through the Millennium Challenge Compact Program for infrastructure development and the development of micro, small and medium enterprises. Director of Bilateral Funding Cooperation of the Indonesian Ministry of National Development Planning, Kurniawan Aryadi, said in Palembang on Tuesday that the distribution of the grant funds was binding based on the agreement between the Indonesian government represented by the Ministry of National Development Planning and the Millennium Challenge Corporation, which is an agency of the United States government. This program is intended to reduce poverty through sustainable economic growth. Next news comes from East Kota Waringin, Central Kalimantan. Rantau Sawang Village, Telaga Antang District, East Kota Waringin Regency, Central Kalimantan, has completed the construction of a beautiful suspension bridge designed by the local residents. The yellow suspension bridge was inaugurated by Region of East Kota Waringin, Hali Kinor, last Friday. The suspension bridge has a length of up to 60 meters. The main construction is ironwood and iron. What is quite interesting is that the planning and design were made by the local architect. This bridge is very helpful for the community because the road opening in the opposite area has just been completed, so it will be able to open isolation and increase community activities. Last news comes from Depok, West Java. The University of Indonesia designed the idea of an online global lecture program called the UI Green Metric Online Course on Sustainability. The initiator of the UI Green Metric Online Lecture, Junaidi, in a written statement explained on Wednesday that this lecture discussed the complex interaction among the economy, social life, and physical environment of the planet Earth, as well as the consequences of human activities on the planetary environment and solution to deal with them. The founder of UI Green Metric, Professor Riri Fitri Sari, said that all participants are learners from all over the world. They can create a collaborative atmosphere to become agents of change and collaborate globally to change campuses, countries, and the Earth. This program was officially launched in August 2021 with participants' registration starting from August to September 2021. The study period lasts from September 8 to January 14, 2022.
Voice of Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Listener, we begin today in story with the event of 25th of September 1978, the crash of Pacific Southwest Airlines Flight 182. Pacific Southwest Airlines Flight 182 collided with the light aircraft Cessna 172 in San Diego, California on Monday, 25th of September 1978, killed 144 people and became the deadliest plane crash in American aviation history. Both planes fell in North Park, San Diego, at the intersection of Dwight and Nell, which killed 137 people on both planes and 7 people on the ground, around homes, including 2 children. 9 people were injured and 22 houses destroyed. The accident caused of the revision of air traffic rules. Returning to the event of September 1992, NASA launched the Mars Observer. The Mars Observer, also known as the Mars Geoscience Climatology Orbiter, is a robotic space satellite with a mass of 1,018 kilograms, launched by NASA on 25th of September 1992. It was the first robotic mission sent to study the surface, atmosphere, climate, and Mars magnetic field. This mission failed and lost communication on August 31, 1993, 3 days before entering orbit. Finally, the effort to restore communication failed. We end today in history with the event of September 2003, the Hokkaido earthquake shook Japan. An earthquake occurred off the coast of Hokkaido, Japan on 25th of September 2003, UTC, or September 26th local time. The epicenter of the earthquake occurred at a depth of 27 kilometers below sea level, with a magnitude of 8.3 on the Richter scale. The earthquake became the strongest earthquake in Japan since 1900. This earthquake resulted in extensive damage, destroying roads, landslides, and cutting power electric lines. The earthquake caused a tsunami with a height of 4 meters. At least 800 people were injured. The earthquake was felt across Japan. And listener, that was Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Selalu membuatmu bahagia.
apa untuk selalu setia padamu di dalam hatiku. Tiada yang lain selain kamu yang aku cinta.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan, representing the Indonesian government, accepted Australia's cooperation to support the Australia-Asia Power Link new and renewable energy project with a total investment worth $2.58 billion. In an announcement on Thursday, Minister Luhut Panjaitan explained that the cooperation is for the project to build an underwater cable that delivers electricity from solar panel fields in Australia to be sold to Singapore. According to Minister Luhut, this investment shows that Indonesia supports the development of new and renewable energy in Asia to reduce global carbon emission. He further stated that the entry of investment from renewable energy companies is expected to provide great benefits for the people of Indonesia through job creation and technology transfer. Besides, the investment will also help improve Indonesia's performance as a major country in Asia that is able to achieve its carbon emission reductions target. At the same event, Australian Ambassador to Indonesia Penny Williams thanked Minister Luhut Panjaitan for supporting Sun Cable's renewable energy project and overall Australian investment in Indonesia. Meanwhile, CEO of Sun Cable, David Griffin, explained that during the project installation, the company will also add an investment worth $1.58 billion for operational cost. With the potential of lithium battery materials in Indonesia, according to Minister Luhut, there is an opportunity to procure electric batteries for manufacturing companies in Indonesia, amounting to $600 million. In addition, Griffin also emphasized his commitment that in investing in underwater power cables, Sun Cable will comply with all applicable regulation in Indonesia, including provisions regarding pipelines and submarine cables. Griffin said he was very pleased with the prospect of battery manufacturing in Indonesia to support his company's needs. According to Griffin, this will create a great opportunity to help underwrite investment in the manufacture of new stationary batteries in Indonesia. Sun Cable has worked with several partners on this and will continue to do so.
Lamaku berteman dengan sepi, dan kini tak ada yang mampu menahan diriku. Kegilaanku pada bayanganmu. Mengaku selalu melayang padamu, hayalku terbahan. Hatiku tetap katakan hal yang sama kan yang ku
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, there is a hidden paradise in Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, about 40 kilometers from downtown Banyuwangi in the southwest, namely, Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall. To reach Telunjuk Raung Waterfall is not easy. Visitors must walk along the road in the middle of the sugar cane fields owned by the Tirta Harapan Plantation. The distance from the settlements of the residents of Sumber Arum Village is about 4 kilometers, and the road conditions are steep and also up and down. When arriving at the Telunjuk Raung Waterfall area, you only need to pay a parking fee of 2,000 rupiah. After that, you can enjoy the beauty of this tourism spot by walking down and going down the edge of the cliff. Although it seems extreme, you don't need to worry because the path made by residents is quite wide. When going down to the location of the waterfall, there are several places to sit and relax so that visitors can take rest for a while after a tiring journey. After arriving at the location, visitors will follow the path around the river under the waterfall. Here you will know why this waterfall is called Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall. It is because the shape of the waterfall and the river is similar to a forefinger pointing upwards, while the addition of the word Raung is because the location of the waterfall is on the slopes of Mount Raung. The freshness of the Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall, and also because it is surrounded by beautiful and shady trees, makes the eyes fresher. Listener, there is a uniqueness of Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall, namely under the waterfall there is a cave that is quite deep. Besides that, what makes it interesting is that between the caves flow clear and cold springs. Listener, the scenery at Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall is not only for people who like to travel and enjoy natural scenery, but this tourism attraction is also for people who like photography. It is because along the way, you can witness many views of the trees along the road heading for the waterfall. To walk on the path, you don't need to walk in a hurry. You can just walk leisurely while using your camera lens to take photos of the surrounding area. The Telunjuk Dewa Raung Waterfall can be visited starting at 7 a.m. local time until 6 p.m. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Katakanlah sejujurnya padaku, apakah aku yang selama ini ada di hatimu? Kalau kau cinta, beranilah berkata, akulah wanita yang selalu mengisi hidupmu. Satu kata darimu kan membuatku kembali di sisimu. Cobalah mengerti, sesungguhnya ku sayang padamu. Tapi ku hanya wanita diciptakan menunggu untuk dicinta. Kau selalu ragukan diriku, ku hanya manusia biasa yang tiada sempurna. Cukup sudah, biar ku sendiri, cari saja pengganti diriku yang mengerti kamu. Satu kata darimu kan membuatku kembali di sisimu. Cobalah mengerti, sesungguhnya ku sayang padamu. Ciptakan menunggu untuk dicinta. Yang tak lagi terasa, hangatkan dunia kita. Terima darimu kan membuatku kembali di sisimu. Cobalah mengerti sesungguhnya ku sayang padamu. Tapi ku hanya wanita diciptakan menunggu untuk dicinta.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
A school in West Lombok, specifically Elementary School 4 Medas, which is located in Medas Bentaur Hamlet, West Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, is a special school. This is one of the schools that has the privilege of rebuilding after the earthquake that occurred in West Lombok 3 years ago. However, the material used to build this school is special, namely in the form of an arrangement of bricks made from processing plastic waste or eco brick. Of eco bricks at Elementary School 4 Medas makes this school a pilot project, as well as being the first school in Indonesia to be built by implementing an environmentally friendly system and zero waste concept. It takes as much as 2 to 3 tons of garbage that is processed into bricks to build each 6 times 10 meter classroom at Elementary School 4 Medas. In terms of the development process, the establishment of this school also saves a significant amount of time because EcoBricks materials only need to be assembled by hand, like a Lego blocks. As part of the preparation of the plastic brick, in the middle there is a hole for the iron hook. So before being arranged, at the base will be fitted with an iron plate to clamp plastic bricks, as well as to strengthen the building. Construction is estimated to take 1 week to 10 days to be ready for use. Advantages: eco bricks have a lighter weight, affordable prices, and materials that are claimed to last up to 100 years, as is the age of plastic to decompose. Meanwhile, for safety, it is certain that the building made with eco bricks is resistant to earthquake shocks. So if an earthquake occurs later, the building will still shake, but its nature is more elastic, so that students who will be in the building have the opportunity to save themselves. Meanwhile, Elementary School 4 Taman Sari is the first block plastic school in the world, initiated by the Classroom of Hope Australia in collaboration with Block Solutions Finland, Lati Foundation Lombok, and the local government of West Nusa Tenggara. And listener, that was miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xin guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan guo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Kuharap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak pernah berhenti berlari. Kuharap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi. Waktuku muda, tak semua mudah. Bila ku tua, ku harap aku bertuah. Punya wanita yang baik di rumah, yang bisa bersatu kala kita berdua. Bukan pelukis tapi hari ku warnai. Tak perlu barcode walau ingin dihargai. Memang hartaku tiada berlebih, tapi ibu bilang usaha tanpa letih. Walau hidupmu tak seindah mereka, jangan masinis macam supir kereta. Cari harta jangan lupa kebaikan. Bagaikan cek kewajiban harus ditunaikan. Ku coba buatmu bangga dengan ambil langkah yang langka. Hidup bagai ular tangga, naik dan turun, lari dan merangkak.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah, ku pakai dasiku di kerang. Biarkanlah aku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti, mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti.
Aku inginkan dana yang berlimpah, macam ibu kota Peru mobil ada 5. Cari wanita mirip Adriana Lima. Ini hutan konkret, siapa jadi raja rimba. Setiap orang di sini perlu makan. Masalah lebih kompleks dari perumahan. Ingin sukses, semua putar otak. Tak perlu pakai heels, tapi semua berhak, berhak. Uang bagai gas, sama-sama ditabung. Macam sinetron, hidup harus bersambung. Gaji tak dikantung, makanan tak masuk ke usus sebab harga melambung. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres. Dambakan hidup tanpa stres, hari-hari lebih manis dari janji capres.
Lelah tapi tak menyerah, ku pakai dasiku di kerang. Biarkanlah aku bekerja hingga senja bertemu senja.
Ku harap kau
mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti, mengerti, mengerti. Ku harap kau mengerti, menanti, menanti. Sabarlah kau menanti.
Yeah.
pernah berhenti berlari. Ku harap kau mengerti mengapa ku tak ada di sisi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's edition, I'm going to present a Kroncong song entitled Segenggam Harapan. The song will be sung by Dina. The young generation or youth is the hope and foundation of the nation's future. That is what is expressed in this song composed by Budiman BJ. Sharing hope is leaned on the younger generation, including in developing and preserving the nation's culture. Youths are also expected to have a strong soul and determination in fighting. Well, listener, here is Dina with a Kroncong song entitled Segenggam Harapan. Enjoy the song.
Indonesia present again the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2021. Win interesting prizes from the Voice of Indonesia. For more info, please visit our website voinews.id.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Dalla. See you on the next English program.